you have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis 32, and we're going to read from 22 to 30. And I want to talk today about God's blessing. God's blessing. God loves us. God wants to bless us. And I love how they end it with that song, He's a Good, Good Father. Because our Father says that He desires to give good gifts to His children. So He does desire to bless us. He does desire to bestow things upon us, even things we don't deserve. But we got a good God. And I want to talk about that here this morning. So Genesis 32, first book of the Bible. That's an easy one to find. And reading, starting at verse 22. It says, during the night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two servant wives, and his 11 sons, and crossed the Jabbok River with them. And after taking them to the other side, he sent over all of his possessions. This left Jacob all alone in the camp. And a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. And when the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. And then the man said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. What is your name? The man asked. He replied, Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob, the man told him. From now on, you will be called Israel, because you have fought with God and with men and have won. Please tell me your name, Jacob said. Why do you want to know my name? The man replied. Then he blessed Jacob there, and Jacob named the place Peniel, which means face of God. For he said, I've seen God face to face, and yet my life has been spared. Verse 26 says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you for your presence here this morning. I thank you that you do love us and you care about us like a good father does. And I thank you that you are the good father. And I pray that, Lord, that you would just extend your blessings to us here this morning, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to share with you about receiving God's blessing and also the desire of God to bless us. You know, when it comes to receiving God's blessings, we're talking about an authoritative declaration of God's grace, favor, and presence. And these blessings frequently center on themes of divine protection, spiritual abundance, peace, love, and sometimes even financial increase. Most blessings of the Bible include things like joy, peace, grace, redemption, salvation, forgiveness, support, healing, answered prayer, provision, usually during times of trouble where God is intervening in our lives. Now, I know for a lot of us, we like to focus more on the material blessings that can come our way, and those things are nice to come. But the Bible really talks about a whole lot more blessings and really focuses more on the spiritual blessings and the desire of God to bless us in many ways, you know, such as giving us hope, such as giving us encouragement, such as giving us peace, such as bringing healing in our lives, bringing hope for the future in our lives, bringing encouragement in our lives. And again, God has so many gifts that He desires to give to us. And, you know, it's not a good thing to try to limit God, because God is limitless. And He can bless us in so many awesome ways. It's just amazing how He does so. Now, deciding to speak on this subject, I had a very unusual experience that I never had before. And I had a quick vision, a vision while I'm awake. And I was here in church, I was in my office, and I always pray about God, what do you want me to speak on? And I instantly had a vision, and I was with the Lord, and I was looking down over our congregation. And I could hear some of the things that people were asking, some of the things that people were saying. Not only could hear, but I actually could see the words coming up. And kind of a crazy thing that happened, but as that did happen, I said, well, obviously, God, you're wanting me to speak about blessings. Because there's a lot of people that were wondering, why am I not seeing God's blessing on my life? And that seemed to be a big one that was coming up. And so from that experience, and to say I've never had experience like that before, but from that I kind of said, okay, I think that's a pretty clear thing that God, you want me to speak about your blessings. And, you know, sometimes as we go through life, and even as Christian people, we sometimes go through times when we're wondering, where are those blessings? You know how you can go through life and you're seeing a blessing after a blessing after a blessing, and it gets kind of exciting when you're seeing all those things, but then you also can go through a time where you're wondering, where are they? What happened? Why am I not experiencing God's blessings right now? And there can be a whole lot of reasons for those kinds of things, which we're not really going into. But I just wanted to talk about blessings. And just as I was in that experience, it seemed that a lot of people were in experiences that were not good. They were in troubling experiences. They were in experiences where they were wondering, God, why aren't you coming through for me? Why aren't you blessing me? Why am I under attack? And you're kind of speaking out there and saying, well, Lord, this is undeserved. Lord, I really didn't do anything, and yet, Lord, I'm under an attack, and I'm experiencing things where it has really brought me down, and I'm wondering, where are your blessings? What happened to your blessings? And, you know, maybe you're here today, and maybe that's describing you, and maybe you've been feeling that God's been silent, or maybe even more so that maybe God's ignoring you. And you're in a position where you're trying to really understand what's going on. Why am I going through the things that I'm going through right now? Because it's really causing, you know, you concern. It's causing you questions that are arising, and you know, your mind just going over and over and over, kind of wondering, like, what's happening, God? And why am I not seeing the blessings of the Lord happening in my life like they have been in the past? And so if that kind of describes you this morning, be encouraged, because God hears you. God hears your request. God sees your request. He sees the words that you're expressing. He sees your heart cries. And even in a service like today, he sees what's going on in each and every one of us. Not just a few people, but he sees what's going on, all the things that are from our hearts, those things we struggle with, those things we get frustrated with. He sees all those things, and he's hearing about that, and I believe he wants to respond to that. And I also know that as we are gathered here today, there may be some of you that you're in the glory way right now. Everything's going good for you. Everything's happening just awesome and just wonderful. It's so exciting. And you kind of say, oh, I guess this is not a message for me. Well, I trust that it still will be a message to you, because God is a God who blesses us. And if you're in the land of glory right now and things are all going well for you, rejoice in that. Be excited in that. But also, when you realize that there's other people that aren't right there right now because they're going through a trial or a tribulation or something's going on in their life, that you mourn with those who mourn, you weep with those who weep, you rejoice with those who rejoice. And so, you know, that we would be sensitive to all the things that are going on in people's lives. One of the things I like to say to God, God, you're welcome to surprise me at any time. And God does that. He surprises us sometimes when you least expect it. Even if you're asking for it, it sometimes comes when you least expect it. And then you say, ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are here, that you heard me, and that you're responding to me today. And so this morning, I just want to speak about God's blessings. And first of all, just a simple statement here, but when it comes to God's blessings, we need to understand that it is okay to wonder where those blessings are and to ask God for blessings in your life. You know, sometimes you can get over spiritual and think, oh, well, you know, can't be asking for blessings all the time. You shouldn't be asking that. Who's your father? Isn't he a good father? Isn't he a father that understands everything that goes on? And if you're a good father in the natural, or a mom, don't you want to give good things to your children? Don't you want to respond and help your children when they're going through things in life and hardships, or under, you know, seeking understanding about certain things? Well, God wants to do that. And so it's okay to ask him for blessings in your life. And, you know, as you look to the Bible, you're going to see lots and lots of people in the Bible that did exactly that. They were asking God, will you bless me? Because they were seeking those blessings. Now, lots of stories in the Bible about people asking for blessings. But one of the ones that comes to my mind is a favorite one of mine. It's called the Jabez Prayer. And that's a prayer that I continue to pray to this very day. I sometimes like to end my devotional time by just repeating that prayer to pray over, you know, my family, my household, over our church. And you'll find that prayer is in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. And it says, there was a man named Jabez. He was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. When you look at this, two short verses in the Bible that talks about him, he received a name that he didn't like as a child. And now as an adult, it described him as a person who, you know, has caused trauma and pain to his mother. Now, you don't want to grow up and have a name like that where people associate your name with something bad that took place. And it's kind of a thing as parents, when you come to name your children, be careful what you name your children. Make sure that it's something that's honorable, something that's lifts your children's name up. It's not a name where they're going to be growing up and say, oh, I hate this name. I just hate this name. Well, that was kind of Jabez. So he didn't really have a positive name, and it really became a name more of a curse than a blessing. And, maybe someone may be here today, and maybe you have a negative attachment to your name. And it's been a cause of remorse to you, maybe even some joking over you. And maybe it's even caused you to lash out because you don't like that name that was given to you. And so that sometimes happens. But there is something that you can do. You can ask for the blessing of your Heavenly Father to speak another name over you. And the Bible says that during all this time, Jabez, he remained a godly and an honorable man that cried out to God for blessing. So even though he was feeling down and discouraged by this name, even though he was being teased and made a joke of, his response was, I'm going to choose to be an honorable person. But he was crying out, God, I need a change here. I need a change. And the Bible says that he remained honorable throughout that time, and he asked for a blessing, and he asked God, God, could you expand my influence, and that your presence could be seen in my life, and that I would not be known as a person that causes pain or trouble, because that's what he was noted for. But now he's saying, God, I want a new reputation, and God, you can do that for me. You can bring me to a place where I'm going to have a new reputation. I'm not going to be known by this old name anymore, because God, you're going to give me a new reputation. And maybe you're here today too, and you've gone through some hardships of life and circumstances in life. Maybe you have a reputation that you don't like, and there's a lot of people that know that reputation, and they sometimes bring that up into your face about your past reputation. Well, I think it's okay, as we see here, this man said, God, I don't want that reputation. I want a new reputation. And our Heavenly Father is famous for working in us, enabling us that we can have a new reputation to be known by. And that's what Jabez did, and God granted his request. The other story is the story of Jacob that we just read. He had an encounter with the angel of the Lord, or the Lord himself, and he held on to the Lord until he got a blessing. Again, he didn't really like his name a whole lot either, because he was given a name that kind of described his birth order, that, you know, he was hanging on to his twin brother as he was born, Heel. And so, you know, unfortunately, the parents decided to call him by that name instead of a more positive name. His name meant supplanter, one who circumvents or takes the place of others. And we see that Jacob wasn't really a great individual. A lot of bad things that he was doing. Deceiving people, tricking people. Tricked his brother into giving him his birthright over a simple thing like a bowl of soup. And we need to realize that names have power. And, you know, choose wisely. When you have a new one being born, choose wisely those names, because those names hold power. And anyway, for him, Jacob, he was looking for a change of reputation as well. He was noted for a lot of good things. And so we see here in Genesis 32:26, and as he's struggling with that angel of the Lord, he says, Jacob says, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And what did happen? He was blessed. The angel of the Lord blessed him, gave him an opportunity for a new reputation, even a new name. He said, "You're now going to be known as Israel, not Jacob anymore. There's going to be a new destination, a new promise over your life. Your descendants are going to become a nation and whom God would bless." And so, kind of a good thing that we see here is, you know, get close to the Lord. And as you have an experience with God, you hang on to that experience. And you cry out, "God, I'm pursuing your blessing. I'm not giving up, Lord. I'm going to keep holding on until you bless me." And we see that Israel was blessed. He had a new name. He had a new reputation now that was going to follow him. And that's what can happen to us as well, that God can give us a new reputation. And I sense that there's some folks here today. Maybe there's only one, maybe there's only two, but there's something about your name that you don't like, and that it's associated with something of your past or of your parents, something bad, associated with something bad. And so you need to look to the Lord today and say, "God, I want to give you that name, and I'm looking to you for a new name. What do you have to say over my life? What do you want to speak over my life? A new blessing, a new reputation that I'm wanting in my life." And so it's a good thing to ask for a blessing. And I encourage you, keep asking for a blessing. And then a third one I'd like to refer to is from the book of Psalms. Psalm 119, verses 121 to 122. And here's a psalmist. Again, he's crying out, "Lord, I'm looking for a blessing here. There's been some injustices that have happened to me." He says, "Don't leave me to the mercy of my enemies, for I've done what is right and just. Please guarantee a blessing for me. Don't let the arrogant oppress me." And again, that maybe is describing some of you as well, that right now you're under attack, or maybe there's some accusations that are against you that are not true. And you're crying out to God, "God, why am I not seeing the blessing here? Right now, all am I seeing are these attacks that are coming against me. Where are those blessings?" Well, God wants you to cry out for those blessings. He wants you to cry out for those blessings. Because it's okay to ask God to say, "God, could you send a blessing that would vindicate me?" And may the Lord do so that for you today. May the Lord vindicate you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord honor you as you are going through a time where things are coming against you, accusations are coming against you that are false, and you've only acted in a just way and in a true way. God's going to reward you for that. So don't give up on that blessing. So the main point here is, don't be shy to ask God to bless you. Don't be shy to ask God, "Could you intervene on my behalf right now?" If you're struggling with certain things in your life, ask God, "God, I need your blessings to come right now. I need you to intervene in my life right now." And, you know, God welcomes that request. Why? Because he's a good father, and he loves to give good gifts unto his children. And secondly, as we look at this about God's blessing, I want to look at the ways that we can position ourselves to receive God's blessings in our lives. Because that's an important too. You want to position yourself to receive those blessings. And, you know, we kind of referred to that already in Psalm 119, 121 that we just read. It speaks about doing that which is right and that which is just. Those things are obviously important. The Jabez prayer, we see that he acted in an honorable way. And so obviously our actions do make a difference in regards to receiving or positioning ourselves to be blessed by God. And so God blesses us as we respond to him in life, trying and doing our best to be honorable, doing our best to live godly ways, doing our best to be obedient to him. And Jesus himself, he talks about this kind of behavior as well, that this behavior leads to blessing. Luke 11:28, he says, "But even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." So as you read the Bible, as you read God's word and you put it into practice, that immediately puts you in a position to receive blessing from God. So again, that's quite an important truth. James, the brother of Jesus, his book in James 1:25, you've heard that very same thing. He says, "But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God would bless you for doing it." And so every time we do what God wants us to do, we are positioning ourselves for a blessing from our God. So right living definitely is a door opener to the blessings of God. Obviously, the opposite would also be true, that when we're not living in a manner that we should be, well, that can lead to a door that closes the blessings of God. So kind of a good reminder there to keep striving to live that life that is pleasing to God, because it opens doors of blessing. Another area to be reminded of when it comes to experiencing God's blessing is to not give up. Great example of that was Jacob. "I'm holding on to you, God. I am not letting go of you until you bless me." And we got to get determined like that and get stubborn like that. If there's some areas you can't be stubborn with God, "I'm not letting you go until that blessing comes. So I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to keep calling on your name. I'm going to keep doing all those things that you say to do, because I know as I do that, a blessing is eventually going to come my way." And unfortunately, you know, sometimes we do go through hard and difficult times. And, you know, we can be tempted to quit or give up. That's one of the devil's great tools, that, you know, you get to that place where, "Well, forget this. I'm not going to do anything anymore for God. I'm going to pull back and do all these things." And God's saying, don't give up, because there's a blessing when you don't give up. Then I realize, you know, sometimes life can be very hard. Sometimes there can be opposition that comes against you. Sometimes there can be persecution. Sometimes there can be betrayal. Sometimes you just feel unappreciated for what you do. But the Bible says God will reward your perseverance. God's going to reward you that you do not give up. Galatians 6:9 says, "So let's not get tired of doing what's good, because at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." So don't give up. A blessing will come. And, you know, that'd be a good example of a blessing that comes when we persevere in times of hardship. And, you know, also to go on to say that sometimes those blessings, when God says, "I will bless you," says it more, it's about in the right time. We're always, anyway, I do it. I don't know if you do it. "God, I think the time is now." And God is going to, "No, it's going to be a little bit longer. You need to wait on me. You need to keep trusting in me. And it will eventually come, but it's not now. It's going to come." And I know that's the hard part in serving God. Sometimes you got to wait a little bit. But it will come. Just be faithful. Just hang in there. Another important area where we receive the blessing from God is our praise to God. I don't think we really recognize the importance of coming together and worshiping the Lord and lifting up our voices and praising him, and what that really does in a service. I hear testimonies every Sunday that during worship, "You know what, Pastor, during worship, God touched me. God ministered to me. God healed me. God encouraged me. I was weeping the whole way through that your service, Pastor. I was experiencing God and that atmosphere." Well, that's what praise does. As we all come together and we start praising him, it creates a beautiful atmosphere for God to start blessing people, for God to start ministering to people. It's a wonderful thing to praise our God. God loves the praises of his people. And as we praise him, good things happen. And, often people are convinced that God is real simply because they heard you praising God. They heard you raising your voices. We have that testimony a lot that people come here and they say, your people actually sing. And I kind of look back at them and think like, well, what church do you go to where people don't sing? You know what? There's a lot of churches that they just come and they just listen to the band. And they don't listen to, they're not joining in. And it's not a band, it's a worship team. And they lead you into worship. That's what they want to do so that we can bring in the blessings and create an atmosphere for God to bless and to minister in our midst. And it's a wonderful thing. I tell you, some awesome testimonies. I know last week, I think there's like 5 or 6 testimonies from people just during the worship time. And I love that. That's awesome. And I shared that with our worship leader, Cynthia, and just saying, hey, keep on doing what you guys are doing. Because it's a good thing. God's responding. But God responds to praise. Psalm 67, 5-7 says, may the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. Then the earth will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. When we raise that note of praise, it makes a difference in our world. You know, I've been thinking of all the weather systems that we've been having of late, and a lot of them have not been good. Do you know that you can change the weather patterns by your praise? Because our praise, the Bible says, then the earth is going to yield its harvest. There can be hindrances that the enemy wants to do. And there's lots of witchcraft that we're facing right now in our world. There's a lot of hatred that's going on, even in our own nation, if you haven't clued into that. There's a lot of wrong things, spirits out there right now. Well, we need, as a people of God, start raising up a spirit of praise. Because praise cannot just change our own lives. It can actually change the environment. It really does. Scripture tells us so. And so, again, important to praise him. It releases a lot of blessings, not just in ourselves, but also on our land. Another thing that leads to blessings that some of us may not realize is what you already did this morning, giving. God loves a cheerful giver, the Bible says. And he blesses us as we choose to give and respond to the needs of others. Or sometimes just as we respond and to bless somebody. The Apostle Paul, he speaks to that about the Ephesian church, how they were blessing other people. They were getting into that. And as they were doing that, they themselves were getting blessed. And Acts 20, verse 35, and I've been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And I know that's a truth that many of you have experienced that as well. It's a wonderful thing that we can give of our resources to God, that we can give of our time, we can give of our efforts to bless our God. But you know what? It's pretty cool when we bless somebody else and we extend to them a blessing, whether it's volunteering to do something for them or give them a helping hand or even giving them some money in a time of need. Isn't it amazing how you feel better than what the person does? And that there's a joy that you have that, praise God, like, man, I just feel so good that I did something for somebody else. Well, that's a blessing that God gives back to you. That's his pleasure coming back over you because you went out to bless somebody else. And so there's one part of giving that is a great thing. Another area in our giving is our tithes and our offerings through the local church. And again, sometimes we kind of forget that, does that really matter or not? We need to realize God responds to our giving. He will bless us, the Bible says, in many ways, from our health to our strength to finances to protection, even blessing our environment, even blessing our world and what's happening in our world, even the weather, because of that. Read Malachi 3, 10 and 12. It says, bring all the tithes in the storehouse so there'll be enough food in my temple. And if you do, says the Lord of heaven armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant. Isn't that interesting? For I will guard them from insects and I will guard them from disease. Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's army. Then all nations will call you blessed, for your land will be such a delight, says the Lord of heaven's armies. You know, as you read the word of God, you will find that our response to God can really affect the environment and even our weather and our world and what's happening in our world. I sometimes wonder, if all the things that are happening in our world right now, isn't the cry of God saying, hey, it's time to turn back to me. It's time to call on the name of the Lord once again, because I am the answer to all your needs and your situations. And so I kind of wonder about that. But anyway, giving, again, puts you in a position of receiving the blessings of God. And that's a promise from God. God even says, go ahead and test me in this and see if I will not bless you as you respond in these ways of giving. And so that's a pretty cool thing as well. So I hope you see that as we respond to God, as we become obedient to God and his word and what God is saying to us, it results in positioning ourselves to receive blessings from him. And now, I don't want to be saying that we do all these things so we can get a blessing. No, we do these things because we want to be obedient to God. We want to honor God. We want to do things for God. It's just kind of an extra that comes back to us that God blesses us for doing things that he tells us we should be doing in the first place. And so anyway, just to recognize that there is it does create an atmosphere, a position to receive blessings back from God. Which brings us to our third point, that our God desires to bless us. He wants us to be a blessed people. And as you read the scriptures, you'll often find introductions to a chapter or for a book of the Bible, or sometimes it's at the front, sometimes it's at the end, that there's usually a blessing that they close with or a blessing that they begin with. So very common throughout the Bible that there's a blessing being spoken over you. So again, shows us that God desires to bless us. Now, the greatest example of blessing in Scripture is called the priestly blessing. And that was a blessing that was to be spoken over the people of Israel. And that every time that they would gather together, that the priest would proclaim this blessing over God's people. And so that's a blessing we're still to do today, to proclaim that blessing. Why do we do that? Because God desires to bless you. He really does. Number 6, 22 to 27, a few verses there that talk about this. It says, tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with a special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. And I like this last part. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. And so as that blessing is pronounced by the priests, or in our world today, the pastor of a church, or anyone that's in that leadership role, God's saying as they speak it, it'll be as though I was speaking it myself over the people. So I think that's a pretty cool situation. So again, assuring God wants to bless you. God wants to extend his blessings on you personally. And that's a wonderful thing. And it's it serves as an excellent example that God really does hear us. God really does see the situations that we're going through in our lives. He hears our voices. He hears our thoughts. But his desire is truly to bless us. Psalm 67 almost says the same thing. It says, may God be merciful and bless us. Verse 1. May his face smile with favor on us. Then at the end of that psalm, verse 7, yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear him. God really does want to bless you with mercy, with grace, with favor, with protection, with peace, with provision, and so much more. We serve an awesome God. We really do. And I really sense today that, you know, God is wanting to bless you. Those blessings are going to come in your life. They really are. And so as we close, I want to remind you of why I chose to speak on this subject, that God gave me that vision of just seeing over the congregation, seeing the thoughts, the prayers, the words that were being spoken. And that God has noticed that for some of you here today, you've been wondering, where are those blessings? Why am I not experiencing those blessings? I was experiencing them before, but I'm not experiencing them now. God, why am I going through some of these things right now and I'm not sensing your presence? I'm not sensing your power. I'm not sensing any intervention by you. Heavens are seeming to be silent. Are you going to bless me? And I believe God wants to respond to you today and say, yes, I am going to bless you. Tell them that I am going to bless them. And that's why God has led me to speak in this subject, because I do truly believe that God is going to bless you. For those things that you've been crying out for in your heart and you've been wondering about, you've been frustrated about, hang in there. The blessings are coming. The blessings are coming. And so this morning, I want to end this morning by just speaking that priestly prayer over you and then to pray for you. And that's how we'll close, and then we'll go and we'll receive a blessing of some ice cream afterwards as well, just to add to all of that, just to, again, showing you that God does want to bless you. You know, he's not looking at, oh, you're too bad. Oh, no, you've done too many bad. You're not going to get blessed. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And I don't know, but that name thing, I really didn't have that in my message until this morning when I was going over it, that maybe there's some person or persons that there's something attached to your name that's not good, and God wants to speak a blessing over you, wants to speak a new name over you, and that he's going to raise up a new reputation over you as well. So just hang on to that. So if you would stand with me as we close, I'd just like to pray this over you. And if you need some personal prayer, I'll wait here for a while as others go for ice cream, and then pray for anyone that's maybe still needing prayer. So may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. And Lord, I add to those blessings that, Lord, there will be those breakthroughs that will come. That which has been held back, that, Lord, it will be held back no longer. And that, Lord, where the enemy has come in and has been interfering and holding things back, and then where there's been even witchcraft coming against us, we break that in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we welcome a blessing to come from you that, Lord, will be far greater than what we've been expecting, or even far greater than what we've been asking from you. So Lord Jesus, I pray today that as you've spoken to my heart, Lord, about blessing, that your people will be blessed, that there would be no longer a delay in the blessings, Lord, that are for your people. And Lord, that you would turn our cries, that you would turn our frustrations around, and that, Lord, you would turn them into a testimony of what you have done and how things have been turned around in ways far greater than we thought they should be. And so, Lord, I just want to speak a blessing over your people today, favor over your people today, your intervention over people's lives today. I pray breakthrough over people's lives today. And I bless this congregation, and I bless those who are watching us online as well, because that message is for you too. And so we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.